This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
I have my next guest in the studio with me, Bridget Mackie. And I said, oh, do you like the Beatles? And tell me the story you just said.
I said, oh, like, of course I do. But I grew up with my dad hating them. And so he had heard some statistic that no one ever turns a Beatles song off. So if it came on the radio, he would turn the radio off. And if people ask him who his favourite Beatle is, he says Yoko Ono.
Wow. Because yeah. The big talk is that she broke them up, per se.
That's what they say.
Great little story, because I'm a huge Beatle fan, always have been. And, you know, they influenced me so much in my life. But Bridget Mackie, you know, like, playwright, hello.
Hello.
Give us a background on your journey, because it's a tough call, you know, like being a playwright, isn't it?
It is. I have always been in the theatre. I started doing youth theatre when I was like 4 years old, and have never really left, so got me young. I studied acting at Flinders Uni in South Australia.
Oh, right. You're from Adelaide, are you?
I'm from Canberra, but I studied in Adelaide.
Oh, okay. You moved over there to study. Yep.
And then moved to Melbourne because I got an acting agent here. And then I decided to quit acting.
Why?
I found it really hard. I reckon it's a really hard gig.
Yep.
I have a lot of respect for actors. But there's something about it being like your whole self having to be always auditioning for things, and yeah, I just found it really difficult.
Yeah, and soul destroying, the, you know, like auditions if you didn't get it, especially when you knew you would.
It's pretty brutal.
Yeah, I would find it really. Have you ever seen Chorus Line? Of, you know, like, where it's all about, it's a musical, and
I haven't.
And it's heartbreaking, you know, the stories. I really need this job is one of the songs I really, you know, like, and it's tough.
Yeah,
where did the change come?
I was like, I'm going to quit acting, I'm going to quit theatre, and I went and did just like a graduate diploma at Melbourne Uni, just of various arts classes, because I was bored and wanted to see what else was out there. And then I started doing creative writing, and then I started writing plays. So I didn't get out of theatre at all.
Right, yeah. And how long have you been doing the playwriting?
That was 2011.
Right, so okay.
13 years.
Right, okay.
Maths.
And do you stick to particular themes, or do you like to vary what you're writing? You know, like you might have something light and fluffy there, but, you know, like the title of this one, which we've chatted off air, is a great title. I haven't mentioned it yet. Or do you stick to a sort of particular feel or style? Or
I think I tend to stick to themes. And I'm quite interested in belief and why people believe things, the things they do.
Yep.
Also maybe taboo subjects or complicated subjects, people that might have two different opinions, and putting them together seems to be a theme that I return to.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, let's talk about this one. What's it called?
It's called The Exact Dimensions of Hell.
It is the best title ever. Thank you. But you told me you got it from where?
I borrowed it, stole it from a Sonic Youth song called The Sprawl.
Right, and it's just a line from
that. It's just a line from that.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, because it can take you down so many paths, can't it? You know, like when you hear a title like The Exact Dimensions of Hell, is it about hell and the size of hell, or is that just you're using that as part of an idea?
I'd say it's about one person's personal hell or a hellish moment for one person.
And it's centered around this one person, is it?
Yeah, so it's about a relationship between a 14-year-old girl and a much older man.
Oh, sexual relationship?
Well, it's a student-teacher relationship.
Okay.
Or a therapist-patient relationship.
Right.
And then there is an abuse that happens.
Because it's a very touchy subject. You know, like, did you feel a little bit, you know, like, or, you know, can I do this?
Oh, all the time. I think, right. Like, you know, we're week three of rehearsal and we're still thinking, asking questions. What are we really saying about this? How are we looking at this? What are people going to think of this?
Yeah, but the fact is, if you're going in knowing what you're doing, it's a different story, isn't it? And the outcome, obviously, you can't tell us the outcome because it's the, you know, you want people to go and see the play. But I'm sure it means more than what we're reading into it at this moment.
Yeah.
And you know, like how did it come about that you're a 45 Downs? It's a wonderful theatre and so supportive, aren't they?
Yeah, that, it's an awesome space. We're so happy to be there.
Yeah.
We approached Cam, who's the artistic director, with the idea, and we're lucky enough to be programmed.
Right, okay. And is it, are you part of a theatre collective? Or?
Yeah, so we're performing under the banner of Mackie, Darling and Collaborators.
Right.
So I'm obviously the Mackie, part.
Yeah.
Darling is the director on the show, Alice Darling, who actually studied at Flinders with me many years ago.
Well, and that's the lovely thing about the whole theatre world is that all those people you find along the way that you and your paths cross, I'm sure, so many times, don't they?
Yeah.
Are you going to keep this as a collective now?
Yeah,
you are.
That's the idea. Yeah.
Right. And this is your first outing together?
It is, yes.
Right.
Yeah. And we have assembled an amazing team of collaborators for this show, so...
How many in the cast?
Two.
Just the two, yeah. Right.
Daniel Schlosser, who you might know, he's a really incredible, I would say, visionary theatre maker.
Yep.
And incredible performer. And Matilda Gibbs, who is playing, her character's just called The Girl.
Yeah.
And she is a fairly recent graduate of VCA and she has her own theatre company and makes awesome devised work.
Wow.
So we've really put people in, like I have written the script, but there's parts of the show that are devised that we're making together. And so I think that's a really exciting thing about this.
Okay, because I was actually going to ask you that. You know, like, are you changing it as you go along? Because some other writers go, oh, no, they didn't want me to. I had to stick to what I wanted. And there were so many things that when I was in rehearsals, I think I would have liked to have changed that. But you're changing a bit along the way?
Yeah, I have very generous collaborators who are letting me change things along the way and are open to changing things along the way.
Yeah.
But, you know, not too much.
not too much. Yeah, so you were pretty happy with it. And
yeah.
Yeah. So what does it mean to you to, you know, like put on a play of your own and that, you know, you're semi-producing it as well with a few other people? You know, like you must think, wow, here I am.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. I think the thing about theatre is it just takes so many resources and so many people to really get something up. Mm. It's quite remarkable that any play goes on, I think.
Yeah, well, but it's a hell of a lot easier than a film, getting a film up.
That's true. I mean, that's true.
So have you got other ideas in the works now, or are you one of those people that, you know, like totally entrenched still with at this moment in time?
No, I have. I've been working on another show at the same time, writing a show, and there's another idea. You know, there's always an idea bubbling away, but I'm also 8 months pregnant. So,
Are you?
Yes. You probably didn't
I
notice.
I did not notice at all.
You're so like, there's going to be a little break from.
Well, good luck. Eight months.
Yeah.
So you've only got a few weeks to go, haven't you?
Yeah, like 5 weeks.
Yeah. And are you feeling okay? Has the pregnancy been all right, or have you been a bit sick along the way?
Early on, horrible. I feel good now. Yeah.
Oh, you feel good now. Yeah. Right. Okay. Wow. So this will be finishing just when you're
I know.
I'm baby.
Like, I just have to make it to opening night.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
You're like, how terrible if you didn't make it.
I know.
But then again, the joy that's coming into your world right now.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, Is there a little story that you want to tell us that to finish up the interview? You know, like, what do you feel as if you've said enough because you don't want to say too much?
About the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that for an audience it's going to be – so the play deals with witchcraft and magic.
Oh, does it?
Yes.
Oh, you haven't mentioned that.
And sort of magic that is – using magic as a metaphor to explore things that might be too dangerous to say. So if anyone was a 90s kid that was who was into the craft or has dabbled in magic, it's not a parody or a pastiche of those things, but it's drawing on the nostalgia of that time.
And how were you interested in the day, or did you have to?
Yeah,
you
I was were a very witchy kid.
Oh, were you? Yeah. Oh, okay. Because I never have been, apart from Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah. See, yeah. I was never into Harry Potter.
Right.
But a lot of people are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I love those books. I thought they were amazing. But there is the darker side of it, isn't there?
Yeah.
Are you going to read your kid witch stories instead of nursery rhymes?
Maybe. I mean, the fairy tales are quite witchy.
A lot of them are actually quite scary, aren't they? Yeah, Hansel and Gretel, that's pretty tough. What's going on there? Putting them in a pot and cooking them.
I know. Very dark.
Very dark. Yeah, absolutely. Well, all the very best with this. World premiere. What's it called again?
The Exact Dimensions of Hell.
Brilliant title, as I said. And do you want to, you want it to go on the road? And not with you so much, but, giving it to somebody else?
Yeah, we'd love to have a life outside of this season. It's quite a short season.
Yeah. And I really feel for a lot of, writers, directors and cast that, sometimes because of the cost, that's it. But with a playwright, it's a bit different because it's sitting there, isn't it? Yeah. And it's amazing how many people are looking for stuff around the world. You never know where it might end up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all the very best with that, and all the very best with the birth of your child as well. Do you know what it is?
Having a girl.
Oh,
yeah.
You didn't have to tell us, but you don't mind. You're obviously telling.
I mean, everyone knows now.
Right. Bridget, thank you so much. And 45 Downstairs, which is, of course, Flinders Lane in our wonderful city of Melbourne. Season is the 19th to the 28th of April. Bookings at 45downstairs.com. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
You're on Joy 94.9. This is Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.